Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pixelated Podcast. I am your host, Patrick Reif. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time checking out one of our shows, we are super happy to have you. And if you are a return listener, welcome back. So today we are going to be talking about, I'm going to try and lightning round myself through this. Today we're going to be talking about 30 fun DIY photo booth ideas for your next event. So again, this is going to be lightning round. You know, we try and keep it quick, but let's see what we can do. For everybody who is listening in, if you hear me referencing any images or photos, we pull the notes of this podcast from a blog post that we created that has a ton of visuals to go along with it. I'm going to link to that podcast in the show notes. So if you want to get more information to follow back on and see what we're talking about, you can do so there. Okay, let's do this thing. Okay, 30 fun DIY ideas for your event. Okay, so I love this photo right off the jump. I have to just kind of say it. It's epic. And I know that's kind of teasing. So everybody who's listening, please make sure you head on over. But it's a real rocking kind of image. Okay, here we are jumping off. First option is the DIY Polaroid frame. So plenty of you guys have seen the DIY Polaroid frame before, no doubt. It is a great way to make something fun and kitschy for people to engage with. You can have these printed at your local shop. It's typically pretty easy to do so. And you can recreate the look of a Polaroid picture, you know, by building it out of cardboard, you know, whether you want it to look like a Polaroid. You know, also this is commonly what people will use for the Instagram frame, but there is idea number one. Number two, flower wall backdrop. So you create a stunning and elegant photo booth backdrop by using artificial flowers. This could be artificial flowers. This could be wrapping paper that look like flowers. Be creative, but figure out a way to get a flower wall. You know, like maybe this is just an epic hedge in your grandma's backyard and the flower wall is already there waiting for you. Great idea to be able to add a photo kiosk in front of this. Or Polaroid cameras, someone's phone. Get creative. You don't always have to rent a photo booth. Next up, DIY chalkboard backdrop. Who doesn't want your friends to be able to show off all of their drawing skills? If this is a conference and you're looking to have people, you know, like crush through ideas about, you know, I don't know, event tech or edutech or something along those lines, it's a great way. You can like leverage hashtags, write messages, have a drawing contest. Really fun things and fun ways to engage attendees. Next up, you're not on Instagram if you haven't seen a great balloon wall backdrop yet. So these have become super trendy, so much so that whereas when they started, you needed to kind of be a pro to be able to figure out how to do them. Now there are kits galore. You can find them almost anywhere you look. You can definitely find them on pixelated.com, but excellent ways to do something easy, do something that sets up fairly quickly, and also something where you can incorporate the colors of your event, the theme of your event as well. They sell these balloon garlands in every shade you could imagine. So go and find the shade that's right for you. Number five, vintage suitcase photo booth. So this one takes a little bit more prep. You have to do some sourcing of materials, but head over to your Saver, your local Goodwill, and find all the old suitcases that you possibly can. Grab those, stack them up, figure out how to get them to stay in one piece. It'll take a little bit of crafting, but adds a really cool travel-themed, vintage-style backdrop for your photo op. Next one up is the DIY photo booth frame. So we talked a little bit before about kind of like the Polaroid side, but like just think about the photo frame that is sitting with on your mom's shelf with, you know, the 40th anniversary or something along those lines. Make it creative and fun. Like if the party is for someone, maybe integrate their name, maybe print a photo of them and put it in the lower corner. There's a lot of ways to have fun with this, and your creativity is going to drive you into that thing. So next up, number seven, DIY photo booth backdrop stand. That's a little bit weird, but right. Create something simple and easy to use as a photo booth backdrop using PVC pipe. So there's a good chance that you might make something and you need to figure out a way to hang your thing up on it. So there are a variety of ways. This one specifically, we say using PVC pipe, but you could use command strips depending on what the weight of it is. You can use thumbtacks. You could use a curtain rod. You know, if you're having this in your house and you've got a sliding glass door and there's a curtain rod that is, you know, 7 feet, 6 feet wide, that's going to be perfect. So you can build something or you can just get creative and think it through a little bit more. Also, alligator clips are a great way, you know, like when siding outside, there's a lot of ways to do it. Get creative, figure out how to do it. You got this. Okay, number eight, DIY confetti backdrop. So this kind of speaks for itself, but create something festive and colorful using confetti. You can start with large sheets of paper, add confetti on top of that. Different ways for you to kind of implement it into the background, but also leaving jars of confetti around for your guests to, you know, toss up in the air during their photos is a really fun way. It's engaging, it's interesting, and it's really beautiful. It'll create a really nice pop to your photo, no pun intended. Next up is a DIY New Year's Eve booth. So obviously, New Year's Eve is chock full of amazing memories, and typically there are tons of props that are already there at the party. So, you know, make sure that you frame up a section of your party area for a DIY New Year's Eve photo booth. You could do something, you know, like deluxe, like renting a self-service photo booth kit from Pixelated that is there to capture all the photos. And you could also do something as simple as having a Polaroid camera sitting by, but make sure that you have a solution for those New Year's Eve parties. Okay, next up, DIY props. We love this one. I personally think that the props that you can get from Oriental Trading Co. are great, and they're stock and they're standard, and you see them everywhere, but nothing beats a good DIY prop. DIY props can be made out of cardboard and your creativity. You can, you know, make your own hats and mustaches. You can go and find DIY templates for props on the internet and print them off. Actually, Pixelated has a ton of free printable props that you can download off of our site as well. To put a little bit of thought there for you, the next idea that I have when it comes to DIY props, my favorite ever was a party that we did, and there was this group of people, and they turned an empty Corona box into the most interesting photo booth prop ever to happen, and that Corona box saw more use than most mustaches. So don't underestimate the obvious things that are sitting there. So these next two that we kind of mentioned them before, and I passed forward, you know, like the Polaroid photo booth, but the Instagram frame. The Instagram frame made out of cardboard that, you know, maybe has a certain account name on it or something funny or clever, but like it's a trendy, super popular way to create something fun for people to engage with inside of your photo moment. Next up is a DIY flower paper backdrop. If you guys haven't seen these yet, you can find them on Amazon. I don't think we're selling them yet in the Pixelated shop. We probably will be, so it's worth checking over there. But these are beautiful pop-up paper backdrops that you can create very, very simply using paper flowers. You can create your own with tissue paper. You can buy pre-made ones. There's a ton of ideas out there, and these things look awesome. Next up is, so we had talked about balloon garlands before, but the other option is balloon arches. You guys have probably also seen these, like a big arch that is made up of all the colors of the event happening. A lot of times you'll see them at colleges and universities, and they'll be in the college the college colors, but DIY balloon arch. Next up is a DIY lighted photo booth backdrop. So making backdrops out of LED lights and maybe putting a little bit of muslin in front of them is a really great way to activate the background, but also have it not be too bright so it ruins the shot. Next up is a DIY rustic photo booth. So, you know, you can create a charming rustic booth using a ton of old materials. One idea that we have is to use wooden pallets. You can stack the pallets up, add lanterns and things hanging off of them. There's a few different ways you can deconstruct them and reconstruct them to make them look more like a full wood wall as opposed to just pallets. But great way using wood, cheap wood, things that are already built and repurposing them to get yourself a DIY rustic photo booth. Okay, next up is our DIY Hollywood booth. So to create something glamorous and elegant for a Hollywood theme party, look for decorations, create a background. If you have a red carpet or something red, a red sheet, you can lay it down and make it look like a red carpet. You can make it look like a movie set, film reels, anything along those lines that are kind of evoke that old school Hollywood vibe. Bonus points if you add an Oscar statue to your props for people to pose with, because nothing says Hollywood like the Oscars. Okay, next up, this has been extremely popular in the last year or two, but add a neon sign to your photo op. There are a ton of places that you can buy neon signs, including pixelated.com. And you can have them personalized where it might say the name of the new couple or the hashtag for the wedding. Or you can have generic ones that just say, like, let's get rad, or that's a terrible example. But there are much more creative stock neon signs that you can get that will make the perfect accompaniment to your booth. If you need some ideas, head over to pixelated.com and look under backdrops, and you will see a section for neon signs. Next up, DI Winter Wonderland Photo Booth. So create a magical and enchanting photo booth for winter using blue and white decorations. You can add snowflakes and icicles, pine cones, candles, anything along those lines that's going to make it feel like this snowy, dreamy kind of backdrop. Okay, next up, we're back to Hollywood, albeit through a DIY movie night. So certainly, posing with Oscars as props when you're doing something formal and themed in Hollywood is perfect, but blowing up and having your background full of big paper Oscars or things along those lines, right? We're looking to add the clacker for starting the shoot. Any kind of props along those lines. Director's chair is another great way to integrate that kind of movie night vibe to your photo moment. Okay, number 21, the DIY beach photo booth. This can be so fun and open, right? Like, we could use beach towels. You could use umbrellas. Actually, beach umbrellas, a bunch of beach umbrellas would be a beautiful photo backdrop. But just think about it. Go down, head to your basement, pull out all your summer stuff, all of your beach accoutrements, and figure out how to put something together. You know, sand toys, boogie boards, nothing is off limits. Moving on, number 22, the DIY floral photo booth. So create something romantic and elegant using floral decorations. So for this, right, it could be an arch. It could be some candles and petals. It could be a whole bunch of flowers that you already have. It could be flowers that you order and you arrange in a specific style. It could even be kind of your boxwood, the ivy walls that are there. If you have an ivy wall, taking and adding individual photos to it in a pattern, so that way it sets the ivy wall off. Okay, here we go. Let's keep going, guys. Number 23, a DIY vintage photo booth. So create something classic and timeless using vintage decorations. So an antique mirror, an old record player or a gramophone, some vintage props, you know, whether it's cool old funky glasses or top hats or things along those lines. They're going to help you bring that vintage feel all the way through. Also thinking about, we mentioned it earlier, but suitcases, typewriters, anything nostalgic is going to help make it that much cooler. Okay, number 24, DIY disco photo booth. So create a funky and groovy photo booth by using disco-themed backdrops, right? So one, encouraging your attendees to dress 70s is going to make it feel real disco. But also, you know, like, maybe you're adding a mirror ball. Maybe we're adding a bunch of outsized sunglasses, vinyl records, platform shoes. Like, things along those lines are going to help. And then also, when it comes to picking the colors, right, make sure you're thinking 70s disco. The colors are bright, they're vibrant, they're fun to engage with. Okay, number 25, DIY sports photo booth. So creating a cool, sporty, athletic photo is actually pretty easy. Again, go down to the basement, same area as the beach stuff, but just next to it, all the kids' sporting good, all the old stuff. So this is jerseys, bats, balls, you know, like cones, netting, anything along those lines that's going to create that sports theme is an excellent way to put together your DIY sports photo booth feel. Number 26, DIY rustic photo booth. I feel like we did this one. Oh, this is the second version of it. So this DIY rustic photo booth 2. So for this, think about using things like burlap, using things like wooden boards, mason jars, wildflowers, even bales of hay are great ways to build up this kind of rustic, simple backdrop. It makes it picturesque, cowboy hats. What are some other things that would work? Even farm implements, tools are a great way to kind of create this cool country, you know, rustic photo booth. This one would be better called a DIY, you know, country photo booth. So update that for your records. Number 27, the DIY patriotic photo booth. This one's great. 4th of July, here we come, right? Use flags. Again, bales of hay would be great. Any kind of red, white, and blue, or if this is patriotism for a different country, whatever your country's colors are. But flags, hats, slogans, you know, like USA, all of that kind of stuff is a great way. Streamers are an excellent way to pull together a cool patriotic photo booth. Another thing you can do if you're like super low on budget, go find a tablecloth for the 4th of July that is, you know, for your picnic table, made of plastic or paper or something along those lines. Like, that's going to be printed and colorful and cool. And you can just, you know, staple it up on the wall and use it for your photo backdrop. Okay, number 28, the DIY Christmas booth. I'm not even going to go too deeply on this because it is super obvious, but use the Christmas tree as the background. Use the mantle with the stockings as the background. There are so many places inside, you know, like, once you're done opening the presents, take all of the wrapping paper and arrange a really cool makeshift photo wall out of it. It's colorful, it speaks of the season, and it's really everything that you need. Okay, two more. The DIY Valentine's Day photo booth. So create something romantic and sweet for all of your Valentine's Day separation celebrations. I was going to go for preparations, decorations. So paper hearts, pink and purple balloons and white, you know, like streamers coming in are a great way for you to really kind of like set that Valentine's Day theme, maybe add some roses to it, some heart-shaped boxes. All are going to create that excellent sentimental atmosphere for your DIY Valentine's Day photos. Okay, last one, Halloween photo booth. This one is kind of a no-brainer. So I'm going back to all things spooky. Maybe it's just the darkness of your backyard. Maybe you're going to get some hay and build out kind of like a hay backdrop. Add some pumpkins to it. Add some corn stalks to it. Add some creepy masks, maybe some spiders. Let your imagination and fear run wild. Maybe it's a photo backdrop that's exclusively made of witch hats. I'm confident that whatever it is that you choose, you will figure this one out because it is an easy one. Okay, gosh, that was a lot to get through, but I feel like I did it. Maybe it was terrible, I don't know. Guys, this is the Pixelated Podcast. Today we were talking about 30 DIY ideas for photo booths. If you haven't yet, please make sure you hit the subscribe button. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to hear more from us in the future, if you hit the subscribe button, it guarantees that you get notified each time we publish a new episode. And if you have a moment, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Your reviews help more people find our podcast. And we're just trying to get this awesome information about photo booth backdrops out to the rest of the world. Okay, that's it. I'm Patrick. This is Pixelated Podcast. Until next time, peace.